What's going on, everybody? It's yours truly, Mufasa Fashaw, coming to you live, man. Well, not live, but you know, I always say that. Love to say it. I'm starting something a little bit different when I just get a quick little second to do a podcast. That's what I'm gonna do, so I could get something regular going, because I do have a bunch of notes and I just put them to the side and I don't even do the podcast, or I'll be like, I'm gonna do it tonight and I'm not inspired. I'm trying to go off when I'm inspired to do it, you know, and still have a set schedule to do something. So y'all bear with me, man. But I did want to get on here and speak about something really, really near and dear to my heart that I've been seeing a lot, especially dealing with online social media and everything like that. And I noticed these people, right? They can't live with their failures. They can't live with their shortcomings. Or they want to hide their shortcomings, right? Now, some of us, like me, I can live with my failures, my shortcomings. I can hide them. I can do all that. But I don't. I just shut my goddamn mouth and get my ass to work to become a better man. That's what you do. You humble yourself. You self-reflect on your failures, your shortcomings, whatever you want to do. You figure that shit out and become better. All right? Now, once I do become better, I start talking shit. But I talk shit from a positive standpoint, right? So I'm still that talker, right? But what I never, ever, ever do, what I never do is project. And I want you guys to understand, stay away from those projectors. And those people are usually people that will highlight or magnify your shortcomings to cover up theirs, to hide theirs. You know what I'm saying? So they highlight where you are weak. They like to highlight your weakness and do all that, so nobody can notice theirs. You understand? It's kind of like if a boxer is hurt. Let's say his right side is hurt. He's going to push and punch from his left side. And guess what? While he's doing that, he kind of whooping your ass. Let's say he kind of whooping your ass. But everybody notices you getting your ass whooped because he killing you with that left jab. That boom. He jabbing you. But what's so different about people who think three-dimensionally, that's what I want you guys to do. That's being part of the most alpha version of yourself. You don't focus on how the man is getting his ass kicked right now. You focus on, dang, that other boxer really hurt. If the man who's getting his ass kicked right now could just find a way to get to that right rib over there, to get to that right side, it's over. Right? And we do this subconsciously. We do this a lot. But I always notice when people do a lot of projection and attacking other people, it's always a weakness within them. When you attack people and you project on people, you expose your weakness. You expose your weakness. You're better off not saying anything. You're better off being humble about it. You expose your weakness. And I don't want you guys exposing your flaws, your weakness, any of that. I just want you to work on being the better you, right? But these people that they're really out there, women especially do this a lot. They'll use anything, even men too. Because even on Twitter, I like to call myself the alpha male or whatever. I just put alpha male in my name to stir up the crowd and see who's self-conscious. And I get a lot of projection. I get a lot of combat from that. Because certain people find it offensive. They have a complex. Nothing wrong. Nobody did nothing bad to him. I never did anything bad to him. Never stole money from him. But yeah, I get attacked. And I get the projection. You get what I'm saying? So what I started to notice, if it's a guy who is in smaller stature, kind of small, kind of skinny, and they attack me and say, oh, you call yourself an alpha male because you got these big old muscles. No one cares. That lets me know what? That he noticed my big old muscles and he does care. Because if he didn't care, he would have never said anything. Right? So we do it all the time. We do that quick thinking all the time. And even then, I don't stop. Sometimes you don't respond to this shit. You don't respond to the projections. Because once you get closer to the projection, they get louder and louder. And it gets more personal and more filthy. You got to get dirty. You lay down with dogs, you come up with fleas type thing. So you don't want to lay down with that dog. You let it go. You work on your flaws. Even if they point the flaws out, don't worry, I'm working on it. And sometimes you could just be like, what about you? Are you perfect? Okay, what you need to work on? You want to talk about it? Or you just want to sit up here and judge everyone else? And that's what a lot of people do. You stay away from those people. You stay away from those people. And some of us, we can't. So you just got to use them for what you needed. And I always said all the time, I said, haters are good. They always going to tell you what you need to work on. But now, what's so crazy is when you get a person that's projecting wildly crazy, and I know I don't need to work on this, I know I'm not a failure in this, I know I didn't come up short, but you claiming I did, that's how I know it's a projection on you. And we usually go through these things, and I just sat back there and had that thought, like, I need to give this to my supporters out there, man. I need to give y'all that quick word. About that, because we deal with a lot of that. So when somebody's projecting on you, you could just say, hey man, you projecting, I'm gonna go and sit down. You figure out what you need to do with your life. And it's just a way for motherfuckers to dodge accountability. The more you hold yourself accountable, the more powerful you become. And that's what you got to understand. You got to run your life like a goddamn business. All right? You got to run your relationship, your life like a business. When the business is going good, you give people a raise. You give yourself a raise. When the business is going bad, you might have to fire a couple people. No hard feelings, but this your life. You got to run that motherfucker like it's important. Because if you don't take yourself seriously, nobody will. Nobody will. So take yourself seriously. Enjoy life. And I don't mean walk around serious all day and mad at the world. No, you could joke, laugh, play, all of that. But the way I take myself seriously is always removing my energy from people who I see as liabilities. You understand? People are always, and then I remove my energy, and not saying I won't deal with those people again, but I got to figure out a way to make them an asset instead of a liability. And that's what I usually do, and people take offense to it, be like, nah, that's what I want to do. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, I do want y'all to be the most alpha version of yourselves, man. And make sure, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, man, know on this podcast, this is not tea, this is protein. Peace out.